Good morning, Good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates, and I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, where we explore the fascinating world of reverse speech, play you many examples, bring you my guests. My guest today in the second hour is Jim Mars. Really looking forward to having him on. I've been wanting to get him on for a while now, so I'm really thrilled. So, this morning, this afternoon again, we're going to be doing a continuation of Obama. Got a couple little reversals on Amanda Kleinman from Comet's Pizza. So let's play a couple of those to start off with. And here's our first one. Oh, someone laughing. Do it again. That's the laughter. And back with its ha 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 Cinderella. Yeah, there you go. Got a reverse in laughter. Let's do it again. Yeah, you sometimes find reversals in laughter. I've got one here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. This is on me. No, this is on a client wishing me a happy birthday a couple of years back.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yeah.
58 I am. Can you believe that?
I'm a little bit older than 58 now, so maybe that was 3 or 4 years ago. And Russell says, Dave, happy.
I say.
There you go. There's some reversals in laughter. How about that, folks? Okay, here's another one.
6 years ago, before Facebook, I figured I was infertile.
And see a prone, feeble misery. That's nice and clear. Yeah, that's nice and clear at all. Okay.
Oh, this is like a warm TV.
And this one simply says it's warm and soggy, whatever that means. Yeah, here we have another one.
Just leave it on the floor like a real bitch. I'm sorry. I never said sorry about that.
Yeah, the audio is not very good on this. I'm sorry. I got a lot of reversals sent to me, but I just couldn't use them because of the audio. Your ass disable you like a whore. Here we go.
Your ass disable you like a whore.
Oh, that's clear.
Your ass disable you like a whore.
Now there you go, a couple of reversals. Okay, we are going to continue with our look into Barack Obama, and let me get all his reversals up here. And if you remember, I started looking into Barack Obama last week, and we're going to spend the next 2 or 3 weeks looking at reversals of Barack. I found over 400. On my computer, so that's quite a lot of reversals. Okay, let me just find out where I left off with the last one I played. Where's the one I left off on? Now I can't see it. Alright, I'm hunting to find the... there we go, there's the last verse. I'll play it again. Okay, so here we go.
This vision is less about reducing the deficit than it is about changing the basic social compact in America. Ronald Reagan's own budget director said there's nothing serious or courageous about this plan.
And this one says, you're serious, your funds with NASA. You're serious, your funds with NASA. And so there we have NASA appearing in reversals, and we talked about the occurrence that we had seen it in other things. So and there we go, you're serious, your funds with NASA. And so the next reversal along. Oh, gee, why am I having so much trouble finding these today? Okay, here's the next one.
It also allows us to respond to a whole host of challenges, like humanitarian or disaster relief, that, you know, frankly, given how large the Asia-Pacific region is, it can sometimes be difficult to do.
And this one says, bind the big deal.
Bind the big deal. Bind the big deal.
There we go.
Bind the big deal.
Okay, making a deal of some sort. Bind the big deal. Okay, all right. So, the next one along. Oops, we've jumped all over the place here. Wow. I've got 400 reversals on him, so it's a... okay, here's the next one along.
And once again, I want to thank the Australian people for the kindness they showed me about 40 years ago and the kindness that they're showing me during my visit today. It's that friendship and that solidarity that makes and keeps our alliance one of the strongest in the world.
And here he says, I speak the scam.
I speak the scam.
Oh, yeah.
I speak the scam. I speak the scam.
There you go. I wonder what sort of scam he's making. Let's listen to the Fords again.
And once again, I want to thank the Australian people for the kindness they showed me about 40 years ago and the kindness that they're showing me during my visit today. It's that friendship and that solidarity that makes and keeps our alliance one of the strongest in the world.
And who's he talking about?
And once again, I want to thank the Australian people.
Oh, Australia. Talking about Australia. And to speak the scam?
I speak the scam.
Oh, he's in Australia, and he's saying, I speak the scam. Ooh, that's not very good at all. Okay, here we have another one.
And once again, I want to thank the Australian people.
Oh, it's the same. It's the same forwards and backwards. I speak the scandal.
I speak the scam.
Oh, no.
I speak the scam.
Sorry, it's the same one. I speak the scam. I just had it in there twice. Okay, all right. Well, that's not a very nice message to say to Australia. All right, next one along.
We discussed the whole range of challenges where we stand shoulder to shoulder, including Afghanistan.
And this one says their war had sex.
Near war had sex. Near war had sex. Near war had sex.
All right, not too sure exactly what it means by that, but anyway, we play it. All right, next one along.
The main message that I've said, not only publicly, but also privately to the Chinese, is that with their rise comes increased responsibilities.
And this one says, they speak the Sodom. No, they forgot the Sodom. Sorry.
The Sodom.
So what he means by Sodom, I don't know. He does use this word again, along with the word faggot and gay. Could there be some connection with that one? Okay. Incidentally, if you want to call in and speak to me during the show, the toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, here's the next one.
A rising peaceful China. What they've been able to achieve in terms of lifting hundreds of millions of people out of poverty over the last two decades has been nothing short of remarkable.
This one says, this dick had to sell.
This dick had to sell.
Huh.
This dick had to sell. This dick had to sell.
Well, that's not a very positive reversal, is it? I wonder what on earth it means. This dick had to sell. All right, Obama, you have got a strange reversal there. Here's the next one.
I think Prime Minister Gillard feels the same way that I do, which is we would not be sending our young men and women into harm's way unless we thought it was absolutely necessary for the security of our country.
And this one says, we got a new mess.
We got a new mess. We got a new mess. We got an illness.
I actually heard we got an illness, then. Let's run it again.
We got an illness.
Without an illness. Without an illness.
Huh, I can hear that one both. We got a new mess and we got illness. Let's run it again.
Without an illness. Without an illness. Without an illness.
There you go. Make of that what you will. Another reversal on Barack Obama. All right, here's the next one.
But our focus today, as the Prime Minister said, was on preparing our alliance for the future. And so I am very pleased that we are able to make these announcements here together on Australian soil.
And this one is, we'll bury you with a seal.
We'll bury you with a seal.
Wow.
We'll bury you with a seal. We'll bury you with a seal.
Don't know whether he's talking about Australia or China there, but it's not a very positive sounding reversal at all. We'll bury you with a seal. Okay, all right, let's move on to the next one. And this one is, as soon as I can see it, look at this one. Here we go.
We will honor their sacrifice by making sure that Afghanistan is never again used as a source for attacks against our people. Never again.
And this one says, I'll be Christ nigger.
I'll be Christ nigger. I'll be Christ nigger. I'll be Christ nigger.
There you go. I'll be Christ nigger. I'm not too sure what he means by that, but a bit of a strange reversal. All right, next one along.
Now, I know that some in this region have wondered about America's commitment to upholding these principles, so let me address this directly. As the United States puts our fiscal house in order, we are reducing our spending.
And this one says, in a loss.
In a loss. In a loss. In a loss.
Well, he's talking about the United States reducing their spending, so that would seem to be a fairly logical reversal to have at that time. The next reversal along is this one here. Here we go.
As an 8-year-old, I couldn't always understand your foreign language. Last night, I did try to talk some strine.
And this one says, look at worry.
Look at worry. Look at worry. Look at worry.
Trying to talk some strine. There's a bit of a worry, I guess. It can be difficult unless you know what you're talking about. Strine is, of course, Aussie colloquialism and slang is what it means by that. Look at worry. Oh, here we have another reference to Sodom.
Building on our historic trade agreement with South Korea, we're working with Australia and our other APEC partners to create a seamless regional economy.
And this says, Sodom, we go away, you fuss.
Sodom, we go away, you fuss.
Huh.
Sodom, we go away, you fuss. Sodom, we go away, you fuss.
Well, I'll be bothered. Sodom, we go away, you fuss. Huh. Very interesting stuff. All right. Next one along. Here we go.
Steps that we've already taken.
Oops. Let's go back a little bit.
We believe that if you take the steps that we've already taken with respect to housing, with respect to small businesses.
And this one says, I guess we love you.
I guess we'd all be.
Huh.
I guess we'd all be. I guess we'd all be.
Talking about taking steps with the small businesses. I guess we love you. Well, I guess he's. Although he didn't do much good helping them all, I must admit. Okay, here's the next one along.
Then that's not a model for sustainable economic growth. And what we have to do is invest in those things that will allow the American people.
And here he says, I'm saddened.
I'm saddened. I'm saddened. I'm saddened.
Yeah, there we go. I'm saddened. Okay, then we have this one here.
And we're also beginning to see signs of increased sales and stabilizing home prices for the first time in a very long time.
And this one says, it must now cease.
It must now cease. It must now cease. It must now cease.
Let's run the thought again, get a context on this.
And we're also beginning to see signs of increased sales and stabilizing home prices for the first time in a very long time.
Oh, and it must now cease.
It must now cease. It must now cease. numbers now, cease.
Talking about destabilizing home prices, it must now cease. I don't know what's happened to home prices in America, but I believe they're not too good. All right, next one along.
Where the savings should come in, and I've been working with Secretary Gates on this, and we'll be detailing it more in the weeks to come, is...
And this one says, market skill with them.
Market skill with them. Market skill with them. Market skill with them.
Yeah, there we go. Market skill with them. And there we have this one here.
It's with a budget that leads to broad economic growth by moving from an era of borrow and spend to one where we save and invest.
This one simply says, no rob.
No rob. No rob. No rob.
Bit of a strange reversal. No rob. Anyway, okay. All right. Let us move along to the next one here. And here it is. Let's go with this.
And we're beginning to see signs of progress. The first step we took was to pass a recovery plan to jumpstart job creation and...
It says, now cease.
Now cease.
Now cease. Now cease.
All right, this is an example of a whole bunch of reversals that Obama's got. We'll see more today and over the next couple of shows as I play them all. Of holding America, harming America, holding America back. And so here he's talking forwards about progress, but with the reversal contradictory that says now cease. Let's run the forwards again.
And we're beginning to see signs of progress. The first step we took was to pass a recovery plan to jumpstart job creation and...
Okay, talking about to jumpstart job creation and now cease.
Now cease.
Now cease. Now cease.
So see, that would tell me that the opposite is true. Now cease. All right. Then we have next one along.
We are coordinating very effectively with the Mexican government and President Calderon, who has taken on a extraordinarily difficult task.
This one says scam with that.
Scam with that.
Ooh.
Scam with that. Scam with that.
Oh, well, there we go. Talking about Mexico, scam with that. That's a bit of a concerning reversal. And next one along.
We've got to choose between either allowing an enormous institution like AIG, which is not just insuring other banks, but...
It's a Simone in it.
Simone in it.
Simone in it. Simone in it.
Simone was the code word for Operation Desert Storm that Reverse Speech uncovered in 1990. So I'm not too sure what it means in this context. Anyway, let's run the next one. Here we go.
And we will continue to do whatever is necessary in the weeks ahead to ensure the banks Americans depend on have the money they need to lend.
And this one says they have a skill.
They have skill.
Oh, they have skill. Sorry, they have skill.
The husky.
And let's run the forwards again.
The husky.
Oh, that's the reverse. I'm sorry. Here's the forwards.
And we will continue to do whatever is necessary in the weeks ahead to ensure the banks Americans depend on have the money they need to lend.
Oh, yeah, talk about the banks.
The husky.
The husky. The husky.
Well, I guess he trusts the banks. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. All right, here's the word scam again. This is a couple of times we've heard it now.
And the Afghan war. Because if those costs are somehow off the books and we're not thinking about them, then it's hard for us to make some of the tough choices that need to be made.
This one says, they must scam the surf.
They must scam the surf. They must scam the surf. The scam itself.
Oh, okay. Well, there's scam again. Surf is the flow and movement of life. Okay. Here's another one.
The VA has been under-resourced when it comes to dealing with things like post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury.
And this one says, you lead this muck an old source.
only this much in open source.
Huh.
Only this much in open source. Only this much in open source.
Okay, I want to get the context again. Here's the forward.
The VA has been under-resourced when it comes to dealing with things like post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury.
I'm talking about the VA dealing with problems, and you lead this muck and old source. It's a dysfunctional reversal.
You lead this muck and old source. You lead this muck and old source. You lead this muck and old source.
Yeah, well, it's certainly there, and there's no doubt about that. Okay, so we're moving on down to the next one here, and here we go.
Along with our surge, our allies also increased their commitments.
And here he says, a liar sure scares them all.
A liar sure scares them all.
Huh.
A liar sure scares them all. A liar sure scares them all.
Oh, he's talking about a coalition and a liar scaring them. Let's run it again.
Along with our surge, our allies also increased their commitments.
And a liar sure scared them all.
A liar sure scared them all.
Huh.
A liar sure scared them all. A liar sure scared them all.
Yeah, well, it's certainly there. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Doesn't bode very well for an accessible coalition with allies. All right, here's the next one.
As they do their jobs in the coming days, they need to work with the community, not against the community, to distinguish the handful of people who may use the grand jury's decision as an excuse for violence.
This one is all people mad show incident.
Or mad show incident.
All right, folks, we'll be back after this break. See you soon.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speak session work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. We are looking at reversals on Barack Obama. We played a couple. First off, from Amanda Clement from Comet Pizza. And here we have Obama. Let's run it forwards.
Obviously, she's a capable politician who's has, I think, excited a base in the Republican Party. And I think it's very commendable, the work she's done on behalf of special needs. I agree with that, John.
Don't know who he's talking about here. Some woman praising her flaws, but backwards, he says, a lousy show with her. So that is a contradictory reversal. All right, here we have Obama using the word American. Here we go.
To our service members who are away from home, we say an extra prayer for you and your loved ones, and we renew our commitment to take care of you as well as you've taken care of us.
And this one says, American gets resolve.
American gets resolved.
Oh, yeah.
American gets resolved.
I'll be bothered.
American gets resolved.
Yeah, well, that's a nice clear one. Here, let's run that again.
American gets resolved.
American gets resolved. American gets resolved.
American gets resolve. Well, there we go. That's a good thing. That's what we need to see happen. Get resolved and strong. And here we have the next one.
Of course, the end of our combat mission in Afghanistan doesn't mean the end of challenges to our security.
And he says, and I banish him. And they banish him. Don't know what we're talking about there. I don't know who he's banishing. Anyway, okay. All right, next one along. Here we go.
Not because I think that they're immediately going to be overrun and the Taliban would take over in Pakistan.
And here he says, I'll be lost in there, now avoid. Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. In other words, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's how I would interpret that. Oh, here's a interesting one.
First, we will conduct a systematic campaign of airstrikes against these terrorists.
And here he says, and I'm a sissy. Well, there we go. He's talking about conducting attacks against terrorists, and he says, and I'm a sissy. I don't know. All right, next one along.
Of chronically ill patients that account for 80% of the costs, that they're getting better treatment. We are actually paying for a dietitian for people to lose weight as opposed to paying for the $30,000 foot amputation. That will save us money. We can conservatively save $100 to $150 billion a year under my plan.
And here he says, and I'm some asshole. Well, it speaks true. Didn't save that money under Obamacare. Premiums went up through the roof, and the whole thing became unaffordable. So, and I'm some asshole. He certainly was to create that horrible scheme. All right, next one along.
I want to thank Tiana for the great introduction. Give her a big round of applause.
And this one says, and I scared power. Doesn't say very good. Doesn't sound very good, does it? If you want to call in and speak to me during the show, the toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Always love getting your calls. Here we go, the next reversal.
To ensure that people are landing back on their feet, even as we strengthen these core businesses.
And reversal, and I'll be by the ocean.
And now we'll be by the ocean.
Okay, and bit of a metaphor. Just he's going to be with the flow and movement of life. All right, next one.
because tomorrow I'll be visiting Selma, Alabama for the 50th anniversary of the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
And this one says, and they blame us?
From that blame us?
From that blame us? From that blame us?
Wonder who's blaming, and that's from the Fords again.
Because tomorrow I'll be visiting Selma, Alabama for the 50th anniversary of the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Oh, I guess, and they blame us.
From that blame us?
From that blame us? From that blame us?
Yeah, okay, all right, and they blame us. Make of that what you will. All right, next one along, here we go.
Keep in mind the one thing I suspect that Senator Clinton and I agree on. Part of the reason we're in this mortgage mess is because there's been complete lack of oversight on the part of the Bush administration.
And this one says, are you done?
Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?
Oh, it's are you dumb, D-U-M-B.
Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?
Yeah, bit of a tough call, that one. All right, okay, and here's the next one.
Earlier today, I spoke to the Foleys and told them that we are all heartbroken at their loss.
And this one says, are you in the lost?
Or are you in the lost?
Or are you in the lost? Or are you in the lost?
Yeah, okay, that seems to be a connection to the Fords, that one. All right, here's the next one.
Well, thank you. First of all...
And this one simply says, be careful.
Be careful. Be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, something he was thinking about at the time, I guess. Be careful. Maybe he's telling himself to be careful as he goes in there to talk. All right, here's the next one.
Decade after decade after decade.
And this one says, he had the fat dickhead.
Dickhead.
Yeah, well, that's certainly there. That's certainly there. All right, okay. So, next one along. We are looking at this reversal here.
There is a thriving enterprise here instead of an empty, darkened warehouse. Because of the grant that went to this company?
This one says, hell to God.
Hell to God.
Wow.
Hell to God. Hell to God.
Bit of a negative reversal there, isn't it? Why would he be saying hell to God? I don't know. Okay, next one along.
And because we made those hard choices, our economy is in a different place today than it was just a year ago.
And this one says, I damn you.
God damn you. God damn you. God damn you.
And we've got quite a few reversals coming up of Barack Obama using the word damn in terms of harming or damaging. And his reversal basically says that he did a lot of harm in the White House. Okay. All right, next reversal on.
We are going to cut this deficit that we've got. And I've proposed a freeze on discretionary domestic spending. I agree with this.
And this reversal, sorry, I deal with this. Here we go.
I agree with this.
I agree with this. I agree with this.
Yep, okay, so he's dealing with some aspects there. Let's run the Fords again.
We are going to cut this deficit that we've got. And I've proposed a freeze on discretionary domestic spending.
And I deal with this.
I agree with this.
I agree with this. I agree with this.
Yeah, okay, all right, I deal with this. He's working on some issue. All right, here we next one.
We're not really worrying about conspiracy theories or birth certificates, and so...
And this one says, these rapes that hurt.
Yes, sir, it's not good.
Yes, sir, it's not good. Yes, sir, it's not good.
Yeah, all the damage and harm that he's seen, these rapes that hurt. Yeah, damage, harm. Wow. Okay. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
We're helping to speed our recovery by harnessing the talent and the drive and the innovative spirit of the American people.
And this one says, me that rapes.
Me that rapes.
Me that rapes. Me that rapes.
Yeah, well, there we go. Rape, hurt, harm, damage. And like I said, this is a theme on Obama. We're going to see more and more of this as we continue through these reversals. All right, here's the next one.
And there are going to be some hard days ahead. That's the truth. It's going to take a while for us to dig ourselves out of this hole.
And here it says, plus I get it so foul. I'm assuming he's talking about the financial hole. That's running again.
And there are going to be some hard days ahead. That's the truth. It's going to take a while for us to dig ourselves out of this hole.
Yeah, okay. Plus, I get it so foul. Okay, all right. So, go so foul. Things not working well for him is how I would interpret that one. All right, here's the next one.
For veterans trying to find work in a very tough economy, we're helping with job training and placement.
And this one is, a fussed nerve, better go. Fussed nerve, worried, anxious, upset. He's trying to keep himself on track, is what that one is. Okay, next one along.
Earmarks account for one-half of 1% of the total federal budget. There's no doubt that the system needs reform, and there are a lot of screwy things that we end up spending money on, and they need to be eliminated. But it's not going to solve the problem.
This one says, but I'll earn it. Okay, talking about trying to solve the problem, but I'll earn it. Okay, next one along.
If that dam was breached, it could have proven catastrophic, with floods that would have threatened the lives of thousands of civilians and endanger our embassy compound.
And this one says, but it was doubtful.
But it was doubtful. But it was doubtful. But it was doubtful.
So doubtful that there would have been any damage, I guess. All right, here we go, next one.
It's going to be important to just, I'll respond to these two particular allegations that Senator McCain's made that have gotten a lot of attention. In fact, Mr. Ayers has become the centerpiece of Senator McCain's campaign over the last 2 or 3 weeks.
This one says, but I will nag with him.
But I will nag with him.
But I will nag with him. But I will nag with him.
Nag him. Let's run the forwards again.
It's going to be important to just, I'll respond to these two particular allegations that Senator McCain's made that have gotten a lot of attention. In fact, Mr. Ayers has become the centerpiece of Senator McCain's campaign over the last 2 or 3 weeks.
But I will nag with him.
But I will nag with him. But I will nag with him. But I will nag with him.
Okay, all right, next one along.
It's time to stand up and reach for what's possible. Because together, people who love their country can change it.
And here it says, but you blanket up. That's a fairly straightforward reversal. He is damaging or harming America, which is the trend that we continue to see on him. As these reversals continue on. All right, next one.
On the military front, nearly all the additional forces that I ordered to Afghanistan are now in place.
And here it says, want shitty law.
Want shitty law.
Huh.
Want shitty law.
I'll be bothered.
Want shitty law.
All right. Probably rules of engagement that don't work is how I would interpret that one. It could very well be that. I want shitty law. Okay, here's the next one.
People who have plans that predate the Affordable Care Act can keep those plans if they haven't changed.
And this one says, break the wealthy. Talking about Obamacare, and Obamacare is certainly broken many people, including the wealthy. So break the wealthy is the outcome of Obamacare, is how I would interpret that. All right, so next one along, talking about Obamacare again.
When I came into office, the international structure to have the most effective sanctions ever. And so I think it's fair to say that I know a little bit about sanctions since we set them up and made sure that we mobilized the entire international community.
And this professor says, but that's useless.
But that's useless.
Huh.
But that's useless. But that's useless.
Well, there we go. There's another reversal on Obama about things not working out. But that's useless. All right, here's, we have the next one on Obamacare.
About 1 million Americans who successfully made it through the website now qualify to buy insurance but haven't picked a plan yet. And there's no question that if the website were working as it's supposed to, that number would be much higher.
And this reversal says, fed on the shock.
Fed on the shock.
Fed on the shock. Fed on the shock.
Well, it was a big shock, wasn't it? What happened to Obamacare is not what was expected. So, yeah, fed on the shock. It makes total sense. And here's the next one here.
Making sure that seniors got more discounts on their prescription drugs. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years.
And this one says, I'll lead you with fuss.
I'll lead you with fuss.
I'll lead you with fuss.
That we did well.
Oh, sorry, that jumped. Here we go.
I'll lead you with fuss.
I'll lead you with fuss. I'll lead you with fuss.
Okay, leading with the problems and issues. And, yeah, so I'll lead you with fuss. That would appear to be a description of his leadership. All right, next one along.
It has now been 6 weeks since the Affordable Care Act's new marketplaces opened for business.
And here it says, I wolf its mess. He's actually, what that means is he's encouraged or likes a mess. A wolf its mess. That's a very dysfunctional reversal around Obamacare. All right, next one along.
Today I want to update the American people on our efforts to implement and improve the Affordable Care Act, and I'll take a couple of your questions. But
and here he says, loves the shock.
Loves the shock. Loves the shock. Loves the shock.
Another negative reversal around Obamacare, indicating that Obama actually liked the disaster. Let's see, I'll wolf its mess. I love the shock. And this one here is no doubt.
So our prayers are with the Filipino people and with Filipino Americans across our country who are anxious about their family.
And this one says, oh, you blank us up.
Oh, you snuck us up. Oh, you snuck us up. Oh, you snuck us up.
So there we go. See, that's another reversal that shows he's causing more harm. And Obamacare has just been a total disaster. All right, next one along.
Earlier, I guess last week, and I will repeat. That's something I deeply regret because it's scary getting a cancellation notice.
And here he says, people will want to kill.
People will want to kill. People will want to kill.
Yeah, they'll be so mad. They'll be storming Washington. Just not a good reversal around Obamacare at all. And here's the next one.
I'm not going to walk away from 40 million people who have the chance to get health insurance for the first time, and I'm not going to walk away from something that has helped the cost of health care grow.
And this is the poor, they get smashed.
The poor, they get smashed.
So here we have break the wealthy and the poor, they get smashed. Obamacare was an absolute disaster. All right, next one on Obamacare.
I said that I would do everything we can to fix this problem, and today I'm offering an idea that will help do it.
And this one says, they make you near the road.
They make you near the road.
They make you near the road. They make you near the road.
Not too sure what that one means. They make you near the road. The road he's working on with Obamacare? Maybe so. That's possible. All right. So let's look at the next one on Obamacare.
Because any armed conflict has cost to it. But it's also my preference because the best way to assure that a country does not have nuclear weapons is that they are making a decision not to have nuclear weapons, and we're in a position to verify them.
And this one says, you blank with it, oh shit.
You're not gonna, oh shit. You're not gonna, oh shit. You're not gonna, oh shit.
Okay, so Obamacare was a disaster in the making, as this reversal, these reversals clearly show. I'll be glad when Trump's in office. All right, next one along.
We just got a report today from the trust fund that manages Medicare saying we've extended the life of Medicare by 12 years because of the health insurance reform. It is going to be more secure for our seniors, and it's going to be there for future generations because of the changes we made.
And the subversal says, damn you.
Damn you.
Damn you. Damn you.
Talking for us about healthcare, and so there we go. We have the same trend continuing. All right, here's Obama at Chrysler. Let's run this forward.
We face down impossible odds. We can rise to meet any challenge.
And here he says, "And I accept you."
And I accept you.
And I accept you. And I accept you.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, accepting Chrysler. All right, next one along.
This is a state-of-the-art car. This is a world-class car right here.
And this one says, I'll flow with it.
I'll flow with it.
I'll flow with it. I'll flow with it.
Okay, well, was Chrysler one of the companies he bailed out with the... collapse, I'm not sure. Alright, next one along.
Pat Walsh, your plant manager, General Holyfield. Now that's the name right there. General Holyfield.
And this one says, man, they sell on that.
Man, they sell on that.
Man, they sell on that. Man, they sell on that.
Oh, I guess talking about Chrysler and their sales. That's a fairly good reversal. Next one along.
I don't know if they're here, but I think some of you must know. 14 of your fellow employees at the plant won the lottery.
And here it says, want some.
Want some.
Want some. Want some.
I guess he wants some of the money that they won in the lottery. That would seem to be a fairly logical reversal to have around someone who's won the lottery. And here's the last reverse on Obama at Chrysler.
And I want all of you to know I will bet on the American worker any day of the week.
And this reversal says, you were led in it.
You were led in it.
You were led in it. You were led in it.
Okay, well, led to move forward, take some action, I guess. Fairly congruent reversal, that one. All right, here is the next one. Here we go.
Projects that will lead to hundreds of thousands of new private sector jobs, but it will also create the platform for us to compete in the future.
And this one says, I built the soul.
The miracle soul.
The miracle soul. The miracle soul.
I built the soul. There we go. That's a nice reversal. See, he does have nice ones every now and then. Actually, we've got a couple of really good ones on him that we'll get to as we continue on. So, he's probably got time for one more reversal before the break.
Tough luck. You're on your own. That was the philosophy of the last administration and their friends in Congress.
This one says, Iraq is no friend there.
Iraq is never friend there.
Iraq is never friend there. Iraq is never friend there.
Okay, folks, don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back, or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com. And enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.